with the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. 10 or 15 years ago, people used vitamins and other types of supplements to stay healthy and balance their diet. Today, the focus is much more on food. And of course, meat and protein plays a key role in that. With that in mind, the American Angus Association's Anne-Marie Roerink says cattlemen need to connect with our rapidly changing food culture to understand how and why consumers eat and think as they do.
Vegan and vegetarianism became all of a sudden a very hip term. And what we're not talking about is the fact that 86% of Americans still describe their diet as that of a meat eater. How we as a beef industry can make sure that we elevate the profile of beef from a health perspective, from a nutrition, from animal welfare, impact of the environment, and everything else.
And she says new technology is making beef easier to cook delicious meals, and you can even do it in less time.
We have not had innovation in cooking technology in a long time until the arrival of the Instant Pot and the air fryer. And of course, those are two appliances that are incredibly popular among millennials, and they work extremely well with meat. And I think this is our opportunity for beef to get in on the ground level.
Visit angus.org for more information. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.